Sinabi ng pinuno ng partido One Nation, Pauline Hanson, na hiniling niya sa Korte Suprema na gumawa ito ng desisyon kung si Malcolm Roberts ay may dual British at Australian citizenship nang ito ay nanominahan sa parlamento. Si Senator Roberts ay dumaan sa panibagong atake pagkatapos lumabas ang balita sa BuzzFeed na nagdala ng ebidensya na si Malcolm Roberts ay pumirma sa isang dokumento nang siya ay may 19 na taon lamang na nagdedeklarang siya ay mamamayan ng Britain. Sa wikang Pilipino, narito ang ulat ni Greg Diet. Hanggang ngayon, pinagpipilitan ni Malcolm Roberts na siya ay tunay at tanging mamamayan ng Australia. Sumasailalim siya ng pressure pagkatapos maglathala ang BuzzFeed ng mga dokumento na nagpapakitang minsan ay naging mamamayan siya ng United Kingdom. Sinabi ng BuzzFeed na ang dokumento mula sa kagawaran ng imigrasyon na may petsang 8 ng Mayo 1974 ay may lamang pirma ni Malcolm Roberts na noon ay may 19 na taong gulang at nagdeklara bilang isang British, UK and Colonies citizen. Sa isang panayam sa Canberra, sinubukang kumuha ng paliwanag ang jornalistang Mark Di Stefano mula kay Malcolm Roberts.
Senator, why did you lie? Why did you say you were never a British citizen when official documents showed that you were, when you were 19 years old, you signed to be British?
I was a citizen of the UK and colonies. We all know that back in the... I'm answering your question. We all know that back then that we were very strong members of the Commonwealth. We still are. We sang God Save the Queen till not long before then. I have always thought that I was British, that I was Australian. Always thought that I was Australian.
Excuse me. We
are not going into these matters.
We're not getting into this. As I said, it is a very complex case with regards to Senator Roberts. You don't understand the full situation. So therefore, I'm not going to go into this. It will be decided by the High Court. So thank you.
Samantala, sa isang palitan ng salita, sa pagitan ni Chris Ullman na mula sa ABC, paulit-ulit na tumangging magsabi si Senador Roberts kung kailan niya binawi ang kanyang pagkamamamayan ng Britain at nagbayad ng kaukulang halaga.
Senator, when did you pay your money and submit your form to revoke your citizenship?
These items, Chris, are now will soon be before the High Court, so we won't be discussing them.
It's a very simple question.
It is a very simple question, Chris, and these items will soon be before the High Court. Therefore, we're not making any statements in prejudice.
Answer.
I just gave you a simple answer, Chris.
When did you pay your money and submit your... There's no other...
Are you hard of hearing?
No, there's no other way of revoking your citizenship. What's the problem with telling us now?
The problem I've already discussed is that the media have misrepresented, Chris, and that's the case even with the ABC.
Ang desisyon ng Partido One Nation na itaas sa Korte Suprema ang issue ay nangyari pagkatapos ipahiwatig ng Greens at Labor na nakahanda silang magsampa ng magkasamang mosyon upang ilipat ang kaso ni Senador Roberts sa mataas na korte. Sinabi ni Senador Nick Xenophon na ang issue ay mahalagang pag-aralan ng mataas na hukuman.
We believe there is sufficient evidence for this matter to go to the High Court. These are important issues. The Court of Disputed Returns needs to look at these issues in relation to Section 44. That is not to say that we have formed an opinion one way or the other as to whether Senator Roberts has breached Section 44, but we believe that the paper trail that the matters presented indicate that it ought to go to the Court of Disputed Returns.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.